In case you didn't recognise that voice, good old Frankie, that was Frank Sinatra's version of the Coffee Song, which brings us to Graham Kemlow, who asks, is the endless search for the perfect cup of coffee on the go finally over? Esprofix is the world's first fully portable battery-operated Nespresso capsule-compatible espresso machine. It launches on Kickstarter today. Oh, yes, tomorrow, actually, according to that date. So it launches on Kickstarter tomorrow, and Graham spoke to inventor John Rochecoot about his venture onto the coffee scene.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome to Travel Writers Radio this afternoon, John Rochecoot. Now, John has invented, I think that might be the right word, a portable espresso machine. And I think he's going to change what's going on out there with all the coffee snobs in Melbourne. John, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Graham.
Now, is it correct you've invented this?
Correct, yes. It's an idea that I had about 4 years ago, being a frequent traveller, just been trying to find the right portable coffee machine that can satisfy my coffee hunger when I'm out and about travelling.
Yeah, I and a whole lot of other people understand that that coffee hunger. I could actually do with one right now. Now, you've called it the Esprofix.
Esprofix, yeah, Esprofix. X being like for espresso. Espro is just a cool name that's sort of known for coffee in the industry, and the fix is just getting your caffeine fix. So,
yeah, okay.
I just thought it was a cool word to come out with.
So. Yeah. I assume it has all the sort of necessary elements, the 15-bar pressure device to extract the coffee.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, one of the brief was, first of all, we want to make a coffee that you'd be happy to pay $4 for, and getting the temperature right, the extraction right. So we settled for the Nespresso capsules because they're the most consistent capsules on the market and they're quite easily attainable. And we had to precision engineer machine and the way we set the needles so the capsule will sit in the inserts to perfection, and we can extract up to the optimum of 15 bars but infusing around between 12 to 9 bars depending on the capsule. So some capsules is a little bit harder to fuse, but we've actually mastered every Nespresso capsules for our little machine.
Okay, so basically you have to put water in the machine.
Yes, definitely. The way it works is you can use the machine two ways. If you got no power, this is where this machine has become a game changer or world first, we've worked it out that it can work on lithium battery, and we've made the battery removable so you can actually travel on airplanes.
Yeah,
so you have to remove it before you get on a plane. Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
But with one full charge, you can actually make coffee anywhere in the world without power. So you can use a bottle of water, temperature water, say 25-degree temperature water, pour it into the reservoir up to 50 mil, and it'll extract the espresso between 40 to 45 mil straight into the cup.
So one
button.
One cup at a time, yeah?
Yeah, one cup at a time.
Okay.
And, if you want to use boiled water, you can make up to 100 cups with one charge. But if you use the device to heat up the water, it'll be 3 cups.
Right, okay. Obviously, the heating extracts a fair bit of power from the battery.
Absolutely. That's why you can only make 3 cups, because we want to heat the water up to at least 90 degrees. So when it extracts to about 85 degrees, so the temperature is just perfect to drink it.
Now, John, this doesn't make a latte. It just does espresso, right?
Does espresso, but we on our Instagram, you'll see us doing some cafe art, like latte, but you can use it, obviously, to do that, but you need to have a frother available. But what we've done with the unit now, we're launching it with a stand.
Yep.
So you can have it as home use as well.
Right.
And we've also made it that you can use it with the battery being removed from the unit, so you can just use it straight from AC adapters as well.
Okay. Well,
so you can have it as a home-based unit as well now.
Okay. Now, how big is it?
In size, it's about 250 mil high, about 77 mil in diameter. It's literally size of probably a little bit bigger than a sports bottle, like a thermos. You can literally fit in your back pocket. It's like carrying an espresso machine in your back pocket.
Okay, all right. Now, I did say to you off air that I'd had the situation only last weekend where I was in Malaysia and talked with the CEO of AirAsia, who's wanting to make coffee something that people will enjoy on an aircraft. Now, a lot of that's to do with taste, But I think also the fact that you can't get espresso on an aircraft is the first problem he's wanting to overcome. Do you think this would operate at 30,000 feet or not?
Well, that's something I had discussion with a few pilots in industry, and one thing they said to me, I would have to actually test it and get it certified before we can even try it on an airline at 35,000 feet chamber. I don't know at this stage. It's something that's come up quite frequently because, as we all know, it's very hard to get a decent coffee at 35,000 feet.
Yeah.
So, and I know, I think Emirates, I think someone's telling me they've got some sort of, you know, machine built into the plane's quite big that can make espresso and all this, but I've never been fortunate enough to travel on their plane to taste it, so I cannot comment.
Well, obviously you can use those hand espresso machines, the ones that you use your own physical strength to create the pressure. But
I've been using that one for years. I've never actually tried it on the plane, but I have been using it. But you've got to be very careful on the plane. As you know, even with your bottled water, as the plane's landing, sometimes you see the pressure of your water bottle shrinking. So you've got to be very careful. Like a pilot said, you know, you don't know how the product will react in that sort of condition. You need to really test it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's something that you could do. Now, you've got an interesting situation. I think you've virtually made the product, haven't you?
Yeah, basically the tooling's pretty much finished. We're going to go on Kickstarter tomorrow, actually.
Right.
On the 1st of June. We're launching on Kickstarter. We're trying to raise $75,000 to basically help us cover the certification and finalising some tooling costs. But more important, we're trying to get some quantity so we can actually start production. Because how we developed this product was we've had to use 12 different factories and they've all been making different parts for us, but no one knows what they're making it for.
You're working in China, are you, John?
China, yeah, because we need to keep it fairly top secret.
Yeah.
I'm sure now a lot of the factories are figuring out what they've been making now that I've sort of made it public.
Yeah.
But we need to get minimums. That's why I'm really looking for, you know, Kickstarter as a platform to get that support.
Okay.
And also to get some social proof that, you know, the product will sell and work. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm certainly interested in trying the product. It sounds fantastic, and we could do with one here in the studio. So you can put me down for one. And how does it work? So you go on to Kickstarter, you commit a certain amount of money, and you get an early version. Is that the way it works?
Yeah, basically, if you can get on Kickstarter in the next, I mean, if you can sign up on our website today, but if you go straight on Kickstarter tomorrow, it'll be launched at, I think, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And you can buy it for $100 cheaper. We're doing a Kickstarter special price of $179 Australian.
Okay.
To launch the product. Yeah, so that's $100 off. I think that special is only running for a few days.
Right, and it's going to be covered by a warranty, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, definitely. You'll get your full manufacturer's warranty, one-year warranty. And plus, it'll come with accessories. Like, we've got beautiful custom-made bags to carry it. Like, it's very slick and it carries three capsules. We've got accessory bags to carry your AC adapter.
Yeah.
And if we hit, like, 1,000 backers, we'll probably throw in a car charger as well in there.
Okay.
And for the real true die-hard Kickstarter, we're even looking at doing a stretch goal to adding a cup with a green Kickstarter band to say, you know, you're making history now because this year's a world first and it's never been done before. So, no one's been able to extract espresso from a portable device that size away from any cord's power source.
And
just working off its own battery, yeah.
Have you spoken to the major manufacturers, like Nespresso and Nestle themselves, or not?
Oh, look, that's on the card to do. But I think, you know, we need to go out there and prove ourselves, get the product out, get social proof, before we can sort of get to that level where we can get in front of these people to say, hey, you know, here's our product. It's, you know, we sold 30,000 pieces.
Yep.
It's worked. And I think we need to sort of have that.
Well, I think the coffee snobs of Melbourne should band together and support you in this, because I think it's a great initiative. And lots of people would love to be able to make a coffee where and when and up the top of a hill if they choose, rather than have to run to the takeaway.
That's so true, Graham. I mean, When we started developing this product, there's a coffee place called Coddles in South Melbourne. They're well known. They've been roasting coffee since 1912.
Yeah.
And I just gave them the device. I said, guys, tell me what you think. And when they actually tested it, they were blown away that a product that size, that fits in your palm of your hand, can dish out a coffee of that quality. So we're very proud to get that from them, you know. So that really gave us even super encouragement, because Melbourne are coffee snob, I know that.
Yeah. Now, John, how do people find it? Do they just type in Espresso Fix?
Yeah, just type in Expo Fix. It's X-S-P-R-O-F-I-X.
Yep. Yeah. Into Kickstarter or into Google?
Into Google, yeah, and then they'll be able to locate us. Yeah.
Okay.
Expo Fix, yeah, with the X.
Well, John, thanks very much for your time, and good luck. I really do, from the bottom of my heart and my stomach, wish you well with this.
Oh, thank you so much, Graham. I really need a break.
I hope it takes off, mate.
Yeah, love, passion, journey.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're finally here, and I couldn't think of a better place to launch it. It's on Kickstarter.
Yep.
And we've got so many Melbourne people really supporting this.
All right.
It's been great. They've signed up, so it's been really good
well,
encouragement.
We'll post this on our SoundCloud site internationally, so you'll also get, and about half of our listeners on SoundCloud are from the USA, so you will get a bit of knowledge going to the market over there. And so, again, I wish you well, and thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Now, that was John Rochcoot with what is believed to be the world's first fully portable espresso machine. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.